Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Ruling National Democratic Alliance registers landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections. Bags 184 seats out of 219, results of which have come in. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan trails in all regions of the state. Prominent winners include Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, Mangal Pandey and Maithili Thakur of BJP, Shravan Kumar and Umesh Singh Kushwaha of JDU, and Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial Candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Osama Shahab of RJD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails the victory as triumph of good governance, development, social justice and public welfare. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar says the win shows complete unity in NDA alliance. In assembly by-polls in 8 constituencies, BJP and Congress win 2 seats each. Aam Aadmi Party, PDP, Mizo National Front and Jharkhand Mukti Morcha bag 1 seat each. In archery, India win 3 gold medals at Asian Championship in Dhaka. And in cricket, India dominate day one of opening test in Kolkata as Jasprit Bumrah's 5-wicket haul sends South Africa packing for 159. And now the news in detail. In Bihar Assembly election, ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has registered a landslide victory. Trends and results of all 243 seats are available. Out of 219 seats for which results have been declared, the NDA has already crossed two-thirds majority, winning 184 seats and leading in 18. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far behind, having won 31 seats and is leading in 4. Others have won 5 seats and leading in 1. Latest party-wise tally, BJP has won 82 and leading in 7. JDU has won 76 and leading in 9. LJP has won 18 and leading in 1. HAM has won 5 seats. RLM has won 3 and leading in 1. RJD has won 22 and leading in 3. Congress has won 6 seats. CPM has won 1 seat. CPIMLL has won 2 seats. AIMIM has won 5 seats and BSP is leading in 1. Among the prominent winners of BJP are Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, veteran leader Renu Devi, former Union Minister Ram Kripal Yadav, popular Bhojpuri singer Maithili Thakur and senior leader Mangal Pandey. Among JDU leaders, State Rural Development Minister Shravan Kumar, who is the most senior leader in the Nitish Kumar cabinet, Bihar State JDU President Umesh Singh Kushwaha, and Deputy Speaker of Bihar Assembly Narendra Narayan Yadav are the prominent winners. RJD leaders and Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial Candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Osama Shahab are the prominent winners in the opposition camp. Prominent losers are Tej Pratap Yadav of Jan Shakti Janata Dal, who broke ranks from his father, and RJD Chief Lalu Prasad Yadav and Bihar State Congress Chief Rajesh Kumar, while famous Bhojpuri singer and actor Shatrughan Yadav, alias Khesari Lal Yadav of RJD, is trailing. Prashant Kishore's Jan Suraj Party's ambitious debut failed to show up in trends. Our correspondent takes a look at the performance of NDA and Mahagathbandhan allies in this assembly election.
The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has once again surpassed the mark of 200 seats in 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. This is the second time the ruling alliance has crossed 200 mark after 2010 Assembly elections, when the NDA had secured 206 seats. In this election, BJP has emerged as the single largest party in Bihar. In the previous Assembly elections, Rashtriya Janata Dal with 75 seats was the single largest party, but this time the opposition party did not perform as per their expectations. In 2020 Assembly elections, BJP had won 74 seats with 19.46% vote share. whereas JDU had won 43 seats in the last election and its vote percentage was 15.39%. NDA allies Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, which had gone alone in the previous election, had secured only one seat, but this time the party has performed well. NDA allies Rashtriya Lok Morcha and Hindustani Awam Morcha have also performed very well. However, from Mahagathbandhan, Congress, which had won 19 seats in the previous election, has not even crossed the double-digit mark. Newly floated Jan Suraj Party and Jan Shakti Janata Dal have also failed to open their accounts. With Dharmendra Rai, Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Patna.
In the assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, BJP and Congress have won 2 seats each. Aam Aadmi Party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Mizo National Front and People's Democratic Party have won 1 seat each. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren claimed Ghatshila seat. In Odisha, BJP candidate Jay Dholakia has won the Nuapara seat by a huge margin of over 83,000 votes. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav 5 has won Jubilee Hills Assembly seat in Hyderabad. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaiya has won the Anta Assembly seat. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu has won the Taran Taran Assembly seat. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana has won the Nagrota Assembly seat. PDP candidate Agha Sayyid Muntazir Mehdi has been declared elected from Badgam seat. In Mizoram, MNF candidate Dr. R. Lalthang Liana has won the Dampa seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leader Amit Shah have thanked the people of Bihar for giving the alliance a historic and unprecedented mandate. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the victory as a triumph of good governance, development, social justice and public welfare. He emphasized that the resounding public support will further empower the government to serve the people and work with renewed resolve for the progress of Bihar. Later, addressing the party members at BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said the victory in Bihar assembly elections is a mandate for politics of development and rejection of politics of nepotism. Mr. Modi said this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of RJD's Jungle Raj. He congratulated the people for reposing faith in democracy and the Election Commission by voting in record numbers.
बिहार ने ये सुनिश्चित किया है बिहार की महान भूमि पर फिर कभी जंगल राज की वापसी नहीं होने वाली आज की ये जीत बिहार की उन माताओं बहनों और बेटियों की है जिन्होंने सालों तक आरजेडी के शासन में जंगल राज का आतंक झेला है ये जीत बिहार के उस नौजवान की है जिसके भविष्य को कांग्रेस और लाल झंडे वालों के आतंक के कारण बर्बाद किया गया.
Mr. Modi said the re-polling figures also testify a big change. He said earlier there was hardly any election in Bihar without re-polling, but this time voting took place peacefully.
लोकतंत्र पर भरोसा करने वालों की भी विजय है. इस चुनाव ने भारत के चुनाव आयोग पर जनता के विश्वास को और मजबूत किया है. लोगों ने उत्साह और उमंग के साथ एक उत्सव की तरह वोट दिया है. आज वही बिहार रिकॉर्ड मतदान कर रहा है, शांतिपूर्ण मतदान कर रहा है. हर किसी का मत दर्ज हुआ, हर किसी ने अपनी पसंद से मत दिया है.
Expressing gratitude towards Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar as well as the BJP workers, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA displayed seamless coordination not only across party lines but also at the booth level. The Prime Minister accused the Mahagathbandhan of appeasement and divisive politics. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda said the strong mandate is a tidal wave which has washed away every doubt and made it clear that the people continue to keep their faith in Prime Minister Modi's leadership. For victory in the by-elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked the people of Nagarota in Jammu and Kashmir and Nuapara in Odisha for the victory of the BJP candidates. In a social media post, Mr. Modi congratulated Devyani Rana and Jay Dholakia for winning the seats. Bihar's Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has said the NDA alliance has secured a massive majority in the state assembly election by showing complete unity. Mr. Kumar expressed gratitude to all the constituent parties of the NDA and its leaders, Chirag Paswan, Jitaram Manjhi and Upendra Kushwaha, for this resounding victory. He said the people of the state have demonstrated their trust in the coalition government by giving the NDA a huge majority. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India will celebrate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas tomorrow to commemorate the birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The centre has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping the tribal history alive. Over time, this observance has expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states. Speaking on the occasion, the great-grandson of Birsa Munda said the revered leader played a great role in saving the rights of the tribal people. He also lauded the government's recent initiatives to improve the livelihoods of the tribal communities in India.
Birsa Munda had played a great role in saving the rights of the tribal people. He had fought against Britishers not only for the independence, but also to protect our forests and land. Due to his struggle, people have the basic amenities like food, water and electricity.
The 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, kicked off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, inaugurated the trade fair. The theme for this year's fair is Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat. Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Bihar are the partner states, while Jharkhand is the focus state. 12 countries, including United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea and Egypt, are participating in this 14-day international trade fair. The first 5 days of the fair are reserved for the business category. The fair will open to the general public from 19th November. Kamini Kaushal, one of Hindi cinema's earliest and most celebrated female stars, passed away at her Mumbai residence last night. She was 98. Kaushal, who began her film journey with the landmark 1946 classic Neecha Nagar, remained active on screen for more than 7 decades. Remarkably, she continued acting well into her 90s. Her final screen appearance at the age of 95 came in Aamir Khan's Lal Singh Chadda in 2022. On to sports. In the Asian Archery Championship in Dhaka, India added 3 more gold medals in the recurve events today. Ankita Bhakat struck gold in the women's individual recurve final, defeating Korea's Sian Nam 7-3. In the men's event, Dheeraj Bomadevara beat compatriot Rahul 6-2 to become the first Indian male archer to win this title. Rahul settled for silver. India also claimed the recurve men's team gold with Yashdeep Bhoge, Atanu Das and Rahul edging past Korea 5-4. With yesterday's medals in compound events, India's tally now stands at 6 gold and 3 silver, one of their strongest performances at the Continental Championship. In men's cricket, India ended day one of the first test against South Africa at Kolkata's Eden Gardens on a dominating note. The hosts were 37 for the loss of 1 wicket. Earlier hosts bundled out South Africa for 159 as Jasprit Bumrah starred with a 5-wicket haul, while Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav claimed 2 wickets each. South Africa had won the toss and chose to bat. The Finance Ministry today urged the insurance companies to maintain the highest standards of service and ensure faster processing times for policyholders, especially during hospitalization and claim settlement. Chairing the meeting of insurers and healthcare providers in New Delhi, the Secretary of Department of Financial Services, M. Nagaraju, discussed the issue of medical inflation and the rising premium costs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Ruling National Democratic Alliance registers landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections, bags 189 seats out of 226 results of which have come in. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan trails in all regions of the state. Prominent winners include Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, Mangal Pandey and Maithili Thakur of BJP, Shravan Kumar and Umesh Singh Kushwaha of JDU, and Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial Candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Osama Shahab of RJD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails the victory as triumph of good governance, development, social justice and public welfare. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar says the win shows complete unity in NDA alliance. In assembly by-polls, in 8 constituencies, BJP and Congress win 2 seats each, Aam Aadmi Party, PDP, Mizo National Front and Jharkhand Mukti Morcha bag 1 seat each. In archery, India win 3 gold medals at Asian Championship in Dhaka. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.